9. History. Listen to a discussion in a history class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Today we're going to, go into a brief history of the American West as it was viewed during the 19th century. There were two contrasting viewpoints of the West which we'll talk about today. The first view was provided by William Gilpin, a famous explorer of the West. He described the West as a paradise in terms of settlement. He believed that agriculture in the West would be highly successful because there was plenty of water. He also claimed that the climate was mild. Well, Gilpin's view of the West couldn't have been further from the truth. He completely ignored the vast deserts that make up part of the American West.
But, Professor, don't you think that Gilpin had some reasons for his views? I mean, some of the Western settlers were successful.
Yes, but not enough. And remember, Gilpin was acting as a major Western authority. People were depending on his expertise. He had no right to support a view that was so faulty. Now, another major viewpoint of the West was provided by explorer John Wesley Powell. What types of stuff was Powell saying?
Well, Powell was an amazing man because, unlike Gilpin, he didn't have as much experience in the West. Yet he saw the West as it truly was, difficult for settlement. I really admire him because his views were right on target.
Exactly. Powell saw that water in the West was scarce, and he tried to tell this to the American government. Powell, let me check my notes here. Powell knew that the land would be worthless for agriculture without water. He wanted the government to think carefully before urging settlers to move out west. So the government was faced with two major claims about the West. Which one did it end up adopting?
Gilpin's view.
Yes, regrettably, the government foolishly decided to favor Gilpin's opinion over Powell's. It encouraged American settlers to move west. Hence, American settlers faced a lot of problems that could have been avoided had the government paid more attention to Powell.
1. What does the professor think about Gilpin's view of the West? Two. Listen to part of the discussion again, then answer the question.
Well, Powell was an amazing man because, unlike Gilpin, he didn't have as much experience in the West. Yet he saw the West as it truly was, difficult for settlement. I really admire him because his views were right on target.
What best describes the student's attitude toward Powell? Three. How does the professor feel about the American government's decision regarding Western settlement?